I just came back from Palestine. I was blessed to be in Palestine during the Epiphany and during the Orthodox Christmas and the days, and it was beautiful to be with the families, to be at our hospital, but at the same time, it was absolutely heartbreaking. It was heartbreaking to see how militarized things have become, to see the checkpoints, to see people without jobs who spent already 2.5 years during COVID without work, 1.5 years of recovery, and now they're right back with no work, trying to send their children to school, trying to take care of their families. It's a situation of great concern. People don't know what's happening, if the war is coming to the West Bank. We all see the situation in Gaza. It's the most heartbreaking situation, particularly for the children. On November 11th, it was counted there were 17,500 new orphans. I learned yesterday that number has since doubled. The humanitarian situation demands the attention of the world. And while the eyes of the world are on Gaza, we forget that in places like Bethlehem, there's great suffering with unemployment, women coming to our hospital to deliver babies who haven't been properly nourished. Our NICU is full. Our staff is working 12-hour shifts. People don't have funds to contribute toward our work. The Palestinian Authority's money is blocked with the Israeli government because of a tax dispute. And so everywhere we look, there's just so many problems. But when there's a brand new baby born at the hospital, everybody stops like it's the very first baby, a baby born in Bethlehem. And it provides so much hope for the future, and not just for the families, but for the entire town of Bethlehem, the governorate of Bethlehem, to see that people hope in the future, and they hope enough to have brought a child into the world. And when I presented my papers to Abu Mazen, my letters of credence to be the ambassador, I told him that Holy Family Hospital is a factory of hope. And I personally believe that the person responsible for hope in the Holy Land, in Palestine, will be born, or hopefully has already been born, at Holy Family Hospital. And that person will take a big lead in making a more sustainable peace for the mothers and babies and the families of the entire region.
Your relationship with Palestine in your life, how the situation is evolved involved?
It's, you know, I started going to Palestine in the 1970s. There was no wall. We could move freely. It was a completely different place. There was a robustness to the economy. In Bethlehem, in the markets, Jewish people came from, you know, Jerusalem and the neighboring areas to shop in the market. People mixed. And today there's a big 30-foot wall surrounding the town. The Israeli government doesn't allow Israeli citizens to enter into what they call the territories. And so there's not the mixing of people. And so there's a great fear because the people don't know each other. And at the heart of it, they're the same people. They love their children. They want to educate their children. They want to have a future. And the wall is making it difficult for them to know each other.
Which is the solution?
Well, I think every person has the right to self-determination and a right for a future and for hope. And I think that the wall needs to come down. I think we need a two-state solution, and we need diplomacy and a state built on peace and on hope and on coexistence. It's going to take a long time to rebuild Gaza, and I hope it doesn't take longer to rebuild the coexistence that I saw deteriorate since the 1970s until today.
How is your order doing in this situation to help?
We're working, our order, the Order of Malta, is working harder than ever to provide hope and solidarity and accompaniment. The work is very difficult in Bethlehem with our hospital because of financial reasons and because of the lack of freedom of movement, but we persevere. We are there.
And the advocacy?
Through our ambassadors at the UN, we present to the Security Council. We have quiet channels of communication. we're open to all because we are neutral, and we meet on all sides of all issues with the goal of peace, reconciliation, and inspiring hope and solidarity.